Like most of the big credit rating agencies, Standard & Poor's has been bearish on Illinois finances, lowering the state's credit rating 4 times in recent years. But S&P says that could soon begin to turn around. A big part of that depends on whether last year's cuts in pension benefits are upheld by the courts. Then there's the question of the temporary tax hike. The current 5% individual income tax rate is scheduled to drop at the end of the year. S&P says it won't tell a government how to balance its budget. But it does say that if Illinois' tax rates aren't kept where they are, the magnitude of the cuts could be difficult to achieve and might lead to year-end budget deficits. This is what passes for strong wording in this kind of document. Democrats are already using S&P's statement to support their plan for making the 5% tax rate permanent. That's the path favored by Governor Pat Quinn and both legislative leaders. I'm Brian Mackey.